BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to BTV News.
This morning, Vice Head of the National Assembly Delegation of the province Lý Tiết Hạnh met voters in Vĩnh Kim Cầm Mưu, Vĩnh Thành District, ahead of the 9th session of the 15th National Assembly. At the meeting, after being briefed on the schedule and agenda of the 9th National Assembly session, voters in Vĩnh Kim proposed several issues, appropriate job placements for commune-level officials after organizational restructuring, a clear, accurate evaluation progress to select suitable personnel and avoid overlooking capable individuals, and timely policies for non-specialized officials once their terms end. Speaking at the meeting, Deputy National Assembly Delegate Lý Tiết Hạnh acknowledged and addressed voters' concerns. Issues related to policies were noted and will be compiled by the Provincial National Assembly Delegation to be submitted to the 9th session and relevant central agencies for review and resolution.
On the evening of April 16, in honor of the 53rd anniversary of the liberation of Hoài Ân District, April 19, 1972, April 19, 2025, and the 50th anniversary of the Southern Liberation and National Reunification, Hoài Ân District Youth Union organized a solemn candlelight tribute ceremony at Chéo Mountain Historical Site in Ân Thành Commune. The event served as a heartfelt expression of gratitude to the heroic martyrs who laid down their lives for the independence and freedom of the homeland. On this occasion, the Standing Committee of Hoài Ân District Youth Union also presented 10 gift packages valued at total 3 million Vietnam Dong to families of war invalids and martyrs residing in Ân Thành Commune.
The 2025 plan under the project Supporting Women-Led Cooperatives and Creating Jobs for Female Workers by 2030 aims to strengthen communications and raise women's awareness of the party's and state's policies and laws on career development, entrepreneurship, collective economy, and cooperatives. It also seeks to support, strengthen, and improve the performance of cooperatives with female management participation, creating more and better jobs for women. The project was approved by the government under Decision No. 1 on January 3, 2023, based on the proposal for the Vietnam Women's Union. The project aims to strengthen and improve the quality and efficiency of at least 1,500 women-managed cooperatives and 10,000 women-managed cooperative groups by 2030, with support from the Women's Union at all levels. It also aims to create stable jobs for approximately 3,000 female members in cooperatives and 100,000 female workers in cooperative groups.
According to the Police Department of Fire Prevention and Fighting and Rescue, since December 15, 2024, the province has recorded only 3 fire incidents, a sharp decrease of 23 cases compared to the same period in 2024. These incidents caused no casualties and resulted in estimated property damage of approximately 835 million dong. The significant decline in fire incidents is attributed to proactive prevention efforts. The fire prevention and rescue police have organized numerous professional training sessions on fire prevention and rescue operations, intensified public awareness campaigns through various media channels, and maintained grassroots fire prevention and rescue models within communities. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.